People often ridicule mothers-in-law on the human scene, which set me to wondering how well birds get along with their mothers-in-law. Actually, most birds probably never get a chance to meet their in-laws. The life expectancy of many species is so short that probably only a few songbirds ever see either their parents or their offspring again after leaving the breeding grounds in fall. Most small birds die their first year, but if they make it through a fall migration, a winter, and a spring migration, their life expectancy does go up sharply. Individual robins have survived for over 11 years in the wild, and cardinals for over 13. The record lifespan of a hummingbird is over 11 years. One adult female broad-tailed hummingbird banded in Colorado in 1976 returned to the same banding station in 1986. This bird may have been even older than 11, since there was no way scientists could determine exactly how old she was in 1976. That little bird was quite probably a great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandmother, that's nine greats, with quite a few daughters and sons-in-law. Hummingbirds are usually aggressive toward their own kind, and this one in particular was observed to run other hummingbirds away from the feeders at the Colorado banding station, so chances are if her children and their mates recognize her at all, she's still none too popular with them. The young of many songbirds often return to the place that they were hatched and fledged in the spring, but if their parents have also survived, the older birds drive the young away. The territorial imperative, combined with the experience and dominance of older birds, probably makes most younger generation birds blacklist their mothers-in-law. On the other hand, Canada geese probably both know and get along with their in-laws. Geese live much longer on the average than small songbirds. The life expectancy of an adult goose in the wild is over 20 years. Although mated pairs spend the summer on isolated territories, they join up with their children and their children's children's children from previous summers during fall migration and on wintering grounds. The first and last positions in a long string of geese are usually taken by the oldest, most experienced geese. They apparently learned their migration routes and wintering grounds from their parents, and they spend all but the breeding season in tightly knit clans. Not only do Canada geese mate for life, they stick together with their parents, siblings, cousins, and in-laws all winter, too. Flocks wintering in central Minnesota and Wisconsin are made up of quite a few mothers-in-law. Unlike humans, geese often have young every year during their entire lives, so mother-in-law geese often have new babies as well as great-grandchildren to look after. They and their mates act as sentinels for a feeding flock, calling a warning if a fox or a large hawk or human enters the scene. So mother-in-law geese are well-respected, unlike their beleaguered human counterparts. The nicest human mother-in-law I know not only alerts us to foxes and hawks, she also got me started as a birder. Sunday is her birthday, and I sure hope it's a happy one. This is Laura Erickson, and this program has been For the Birds.